How to encourage creativity and innovation. Unlocking innovation represents a powerful opportunity for HR to contribute to and even drive an organization's competitiveness, says Bill Thomas, SHRM SCP Managing Principal of Centric Performance, LLC. HR professionals play a critical role in creating a culture of innovation. Here are steps you can take to help your organization ignite ingenuity. Understand the process. Before employees can be expected to contribute to the innovation process, they must understand what innovation means in the context of the company, as well as why it matters. Hire differently. While specific job skills can always be taught, soft skills that are associated with creativity can be harder to find, says Dana Hewick, SHRM SCP Vice President of Human Resources at USSI. Instead of focusing solely on experience and hard skills, focus on the soft skills. Innovation, collaboration, and change management needed to bring innovation to life. Make space. A dedicated area that moves people out of their day-to-day work environment, disrupts their thinking, and encourages face-to-face interaction can be vital to sparking innovation. Carve out time. Intentionally block time on the calendar to learn something new and then use that knowledge to tackle a problem. Train leaders. Provide training to managers and executives around topics such as creativity, how to be a better listener, and the overall process of being innovative. Empower the front line. For an organization to take advantage of this, senior employees need to be open-minded toward their junior counterparts. Sometimes senior leaders tend to silence the ideas of less experienced employees, says Rhea Glendamay, JD, Labor Relations Manager for the University of Maine System in Halliwell, Maine. She maintains it's better to avoid dismissing anyone's ideas and to allow open dialogue. Ideas that may not look feasible at first might become feasible with a little creativity. Design expansive work assignments. Innovation requires collaboration across many different areas in the company. But unfortunately, a lot of companies have a siloed approach to talent. Employers should encourage employees to work across boundaries. Share creative stories. Stories are an important part of an organization's institutional memory. The narratives that employees tell and retell are ones that convey core elements of the company's identity. Be intentional about which stories HR chooses to tell in cases of studies, training sessions, and newsletters. And don't be afraid to tell stories about failure either. But reframe those tales as learning opportunities. Tie innovation efforts to performance reviews. It is natural for employees to focus their time on the activities on which they are evaluated. So if organizations want workers to spend time on innovation, they should measure employees' effectiveness towards that goal. Several studies show that companies that master innovation have invested considerably in training and development programs. In these initiatives, employees can develop their creativity and their problem-solving skills, becoming better at adapting to change and improving their flexibility. If creativity is fueled by passion, then you need to focus on honing individual talents to express creativity and have your employees reach their fullest potential. A lack of such action is how employees become disengaged from an organization. They don't feel valued because the organization is not using their talents and strengths. They become bored and always feel tired. Encourage a mindset of continuous learning, creative thinking, and increased innovation, and you will in turn increase your chances of retaining quality, committed people and creating an engaging workplace.